So what does it mean, right? Forgiving my spelling. Historically, it means a $20 drop in gold snowballs into a $100 drop in less 2 weeks. But lately, as demonstrated in price action in our own analysis, these players, these CTA players, have been selling into buying underneath that is not letting the dips go deep or last long. We think that continues as the election and the BRICS summit approaches.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. Today, we look at the risk of too many bulls in gold and silver and OPEC oil capitulation. But first, let's look at the markets. The dollar is down 19. I'm sorry, up 19. Wishful thinking. 101.32. 10-year yields are 383, up 3. S&P 500 is 56.30, up 11. The VIX is 16.13, down 13. Gold is 25.02, down 970. That's on almost the lows of the session. Silver holding up, relatively speaking, at 29.52, down 7, almost 8 cents. Copper 4.16, down 4 cents, over almost 1%, 1% give or take. Gold, silver holding its own, actually creeping lower despite metals being lower. WTI 73.51, up 32. Natural gas is 2.14, down 3, almost 4 cents. Bitcoin is unchanged bid at 61,250. Had a nice day yesterday. Ethereum 26.42, tracking it up 12, nothing special. Platinum, palladium 931 and 955 respectively. Palladium and platinum 931, 955 respectively, down 19 and down 7. Palladium was down $7 3 minutes ago. So expect that to spill over. Palladium's a thinner market, but it will have effect on other markets. Grains are all down. Soy is at 996, down 9. Corn is 382, down a penny. And wheat is off your screen, down less than a penny at about 539, 540. Okay, moving on. Yesterday's top stories. We had an exclusive from Matt Riley on the Wall Street Journal's real story of Nord Stream sabotage and how it does not add up. According to him, a naval intelligence person, former naval intelligence, and certified diver, the information doesn't make sense. Right? There's no FOMO like precious metals FOMO. That's on the left. And why gold can rise more, 3,000 and then some. There are other stories, but those are the ones that garnered the most attention. All right. The main story is regarding the CTA length in gold. Before we get to that, I do want to do the market rundown. And we're going to show you some chart love while we do that. All right. Yesterday, right? So we're going to go through a market rundown recap. Yesterday, after a brief pullback, the equities market regained momentum with both the U.S. and Europe posting gains. The dollar dipped while U.S. curve steepened, which is bullish how it happened yesterday. Gold remained flat and oil continued to decline. Overnight, equities generally held a firmer footing last night. With the exception of China, where banks led, but the overall market appeared weighed down by supply in a quiet session. Quick comment on yesterday's behavior. Yesterday's market behavior was a reversion. It wasn't alarming, and the market's swift recovery later on yesterday confirmed this view. The S&P is now trading just 50 basis points below its all-time high. That's one of the reasons they tolerate high gold price. Volumes remained thin yesterday, with the S&P down 20% on volume, and the SXXP, that's a volume measure, down 40% compared to their 20-day averages, which is expected during peak holiday season. This is peak holiday season for the summer, you know, between 4th of July and Labor Day, you get the lull in volumes. In the lighter volume environment, right? The path of least resistance seems bullish right now, meaning the market will levitate with no news. there seems to be some captive buying in the stock market. So bullish is barring again, is how we would call it. The market has also comfortably navigated this week's main catalyst unscathed. BLS revisions, which is the big deal yesterday. You know, it's a big deal in how it was handled, the revisions themselves, but it was known it was coming for the most part. And we'll touch on that a little bit more later on. The true pace of that, however, as judged by Goldman Sachs economist, was better than expected. While consumer prints were better, highlighted by strong price action from Target on a beat and a raise. So that was this week's data thus far. The market, the stock market itself, under the surface, hedge fund flows are leaning towards broadening out exposure and reducing large caps in favor of small caps. So they're selling tech and they're buying smaller tech because they're all anticipating a Fed easing. This suggests that even in the absence of broad-based risk-taking, general sentiment has turned more positive regarding under-owned pockets of the market, many of which have been hampered by the recent higher rate environment. Mutual funds also cut positions in their mega caps. And you know, it's bullish as long as there's no bearish news, meaning people are selling their big caps and they're buying smaller stocks. The question is, are they selling one share of an $1,000 stock and buying one share of a $1 stock? Or are they selling one share of a $1,000 stock and buying 1,000 shares of a $1 stock? That's really the question. So the bad news will make it worse for the stock market. It's that simple. We're in the middle of a rotation. And by the way, that's what Hartnett had said as well. So on deck for the rest of the week, PMIs will be watched closely today in both Europe and the U.S., but the main focus will remain on Powell's speech Friday. Right? The FOMC minutes yesterday hinted at easing policy in September, as the market has already priced that in. But any comments suggesting graver concerns regarding the labor market will likely push the market towards a 50 basis cut. So if Powell comes out saying, I'm worried about the labor market, then we're going to assume a 50 basis point cut. If Powell does not say that, then you assume a 25 basis point cut, if at all. I think the dark horse is that Powell's going to say we're close to our target in inflation and we're going to let it float a little bit higher justifiably once we hit our target. And that will be the bullish thing coming out of the market. Anyway, that's what we think. Back to the main event. All right. Citibank made some comments about CTAs in all markets yesterday. No one else really is talking about this. But CTAs are max long both gold and silver, with the first sell level in gold minus 5% away at 2435 and GCZ4. That's December futures contract. But in silver, the precious metal is trading right on top of its sell level this morning at 3017. That's yesterday's comment. And that's, again, futures, December futures. So what they're saying is that CTAs are too long. It's a crowded trade, and they're probably going to start selling about $100 lower. Now, well, we'll talk about what I think in a second, right? But, you know, in silver, they could start selling now, and they should start selling now, considering where copper is, right? Considering where gold is, but they're not. So that's a little bit weird, and it says to me that there's buying in silver coming out of the macro side. All right. So what does it mean, right? Forgiving my spelling. Historically, it means a $20 drop in gold snowballs into a $100 drop in the last 2 weeks. But lately, as demonstrated in price action in our own analysis, these players, these CTA players, have been selling into buying underneath that is not letting the dips go deep or last long. We think that continues as the election and the BRICS summit approaches. So there will be dips. They should be bought. They won't be allowed to breathe too much. We have a full analysis on this, and we'll be posting it tomorrow. Topics in the upcoming report include CTA behavior, we refer to them as wildebeest, sell season, very significant between now and Halloween, technically between Labor Day and Halloween, but that's it's coming, and it's important, and it is the single largest reason to sell gold and silver, even if it's only for a 2-month period. it should mean the market goes lower. But we have a game plan to that effect. We have a commentary on oil as well. And we go into Citi's gold and silver analysis and results a little bit more. The next thing included at the bottom, we have a report from ING on oil weakness. Oil continues to come under pressure, and it is looking increasingly likely that OPEC Plus will have to delay its plans of gradually increasing supply. Otherwise, expect further price weakness. All right. OPEC needs to delay, all right, its increase in supply because the market is really getting ahead of itself. And if OPEC delays its increase in supply, that will firm up the market as less supply will be coming on the market. I think there's a chance that they will do it anyway, and the oil market will continue to sell off. I guess putting it in trader terms is the oil market has sold off too much relative to this supply coming online. And to think, and I think the ING report is good, to think that OPEC will definitely cut back on pumping more. You know, we're not going to put more on the market, I think might be an error. I think they're going to pump more. That's it. That continues at bottom. Market news. Yesterday's market news, I touched on this in the rundown. The BLS has been almost methodically, it's not random, has been underreporting, has been overreporting the job payrolls for the better part of a year, if not the whole year. Zero Hedge has been commenting on that, and they've been all over that early. And, you know, that happens from time to time, but not every month. You know, every payroll is too high, is too high, is too high, is too high. And then they do another rebalancing, we'll call it, annually. And that rebalancing, which the market anticipated, but still it was revised, the whole year it was revised down by an additional 818,000. If that's not bad enough and showing political bias at the BLS level, at best, or complete incompetence at worst, they actually muffed releasing the data. It was supposed to come out at 10 a.m. It came out a half hour late. That's completely unprofessional. You know, that's like, it's like a lot of things, but let's just say it's like a seatbelt that doesn't work when you're in a car accident. You can't, that's not how government works. They're supposed to at least provide what they say they're going to provide. Put it this way, that report had been in the works for months and probably intensely for weeks. So it's not like they were surprised by it. You knew it was coming. And on top of it being delayed by a half hour, when you called, hey, where's the report? Most people, 99% of the people, got sent to a voicemail. And some got sent to, you know, online, you got sent to a message. But three banks, maybe more, actually got the data given to them early. So it's complete incompetence to give it to a couple banks and not everyone. So picture the office there. Whatever the reason, the data is not coming out on time. And people are calling up saying, hey, what's going on? And assuming the people on the desk answering the phone are not politically or bank biased, they start to give the data out to people. And someone else on the desk says, no, we can't do that. So they're completely unprepared for anything. It's like FEMA not being ready for a hurricane. And our government is just not ready for a hurricane. It's really pathetic. Anyway, you can read the rest of the news there. Data on deck, Jackson Hole still premium. There's the ING report. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, brought to you each day by Miles Franklin Precious Metals, who we encourage you to contact for your next gold or silver order. And Miles Franklin brings us a gold and silver special each week And if you've been looking for a pullback in the rally to purchase gold and silver, this week's deals include 1 ounce silver Philharmonics from the Austrian Mint in Austria, go figure. Fortunately, these beautiful coins are only $3.10 over spot. While we still do have silver under the $30 level, which it obviously eclipsed earlier this year. And on the gold side, this week's special is 1 ounce gold Kurans for only $60 over spot. And again, you can place an order by calling 833-326-4653 or emailing us at arcadia@milesfranklin.com. Happy to answer any questions you have and get you set up with whatever you need. So call us at 833-326-4653. And as always, thanks for watching. Please note that this video is not intended as legal, licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.